X Mobile.
KN4TFW.
How are you?
Oh, on this Friday Eve, how about yourself for your Friday?
I'm doing good. I'm just trying to get down the mountain.
Did you in the black hole when I called out?
Up the other side of it. I didn't know. I hadn't heard from Andrew or anybody this morning. I talked to David. That was it this morning.
Nobody on when I called out because the repeater identified.
Good day yesterday.
Wasn't too awful bad. And that, trying to look for some parts. We had a contractor. We're doing expansion, and he quoted some dock plates, you know, for the dock. And now he's saying they're not going to come in until almost April.
But not surprising anymore.
Trying to find something suitable that has a little bit better delivery.
The steel plates that go from the trailer to the dock so the four trucks can get in?
Or the automated ones that they go in a little pit and you push a button and little airbags pump them up, and then when they fall back down, it, you know, it puts the plate onto the truck.
Well, I'll tell you there. Other than good luck.
One vendor, and they said they're like 33 weeks. And they called another one. There's another one that he said they could probably get it by December, and I'm waiting on a quote from him.
So they'll get it for you as quick as possible. That's all you can ask for anymore.
You're right about that. It's just getting harder and harder every day. I seen on the news Walmart's laying off 10% of their corporate people.
Yeah, I seen that yesterday. I'm on my own scavenger hunt for some hose that goes to one of our brake pressure bleeders. I've been looking for it for a couple weeks now, and nobody's got it. I can't find it. So I don't know what I'm going to do.
Is it with special threads on the end, or what?
No, it's like a polyvinyl hose to help resist the brake fluid. It swells up over time because people don't flush the lines out and just turns to jelly. Well, now I'm looking for a replacement because people didn't take care of their equipment. He's like, well, just buy me another setup. Well, it's only went up to $575. I mean, yeah, I'll do that for a hose.
One on Poinsett Highway, the Greenville Rubber and Gasket. I mean, they sell all kinds of hose, and also the Klein hose.
I've only been looking through our suppliers, or the suppliers I deal with right now, because it comes pre-cut and all this other stuff to certain lengths, and it's got to fit in these quick connects. So I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll figure it out sooner or later, I guess, but these guys think that you can just snap your fingers and there it is anymore. Ain't going to happen.
For a limited length. And then I'd look at McMaster Car, and then on their website, they got all kinds of oddball stuff, and you can buy short lengths of hose and different things, and they're usually next day on delivery.
Name of that again?
Car.
McMaster Car. Okay, I'll check that out.
Good, because where the other people, you know, they want you to buy a whole row of hose, or you know, you got to buy 10 of these and that. McMaster's will sell you in one off. They're a little bit more expensive, but you can get what you want.
I want to see if I can find what I'm looking for. It's just, I don't know anymore. The AC machine this week that brand new didn't deliver, doesn't work. I mean, I don't even know what to say.
Running?
No, they're supposed to be sending out some field service technician to see what's going on with it. The refrigerant identifier won't identify Freon, so I don't know what happened, or if it was just a bad part.
Wants to know what's going into it, then it's got to be some kind of little sensor, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, you're supposed to turn them on and initialize them, and customer said, oh, I got this, I'll read the instructions, I'll go through it tomorrow, because it's close to the end of the day. I said, okay, I trusted him, and probably shouldn't have.
I think you hold in the wrong button too long, and it does some kooky things.
Specifically told them, make sure you read the instructions and follow them to a T, because it will make a difference. No, they didn't. Again?
Nah, I'm trying to get across 29 and get up on the interstate. For some reason, there's just a lot of cars this morning, and there was a lot of traffic on 290.
Traffic up on the little two-lane road I'm on. Normally, on Thursday morning, I'm lucky if I see a car. I've probably seen 10 this morning.
You have to really stop at that red light at my house, and I had to sit there for the whole red light for all the cars.
Actually going back to work.
Guys, we were supposed to ship some material yesterday, and they ran it the day before, and they were supposed to pack it out, you know, that night, and nobody showed up.
Didn't show up?
Two or three people from, you know, that particular part of the plant.
I know where my son, he's the crew lead over there on the shift he's on, and he's all the time fussing that people aren't coming in to work. You know, I think they say they're supposed to have 7 guys there. He's lucky if he's running it with 3 anymore.
For TSW. Yeah, it seems like most of the people just want to work about 4 days a week.
Figured out how they're paying their bills.
It's all that free money we were giving out, you know, and then saying that the landlord couldn't evict you and that, and just people taking advantage.
And all that's over with, isn't it?
Oh, I know up there in Kentucky where the daughter is, you can apply for, she applied for, I don't know, some kind of relief, and they, because they make limited money and, you know, he's on and off employed, and that they paid their rent for like 5 months.
How they're living now is just off the assistance you can get instead of the free money. Of course, they're still giving you EBT and rent assistance and stuff like that. So I don't know. I don't know nothing about it anymore.
Live like that. That's a lot of paperwork and a lot of stuff to go through just to not work.
I don't know. We've lived into a day and hour where that's where people would rather put their time and effort is into that kind of stuff. And you got to be here at this time, and you got to be this and that, and somebody telling them how to live instead of being able to figure it out for themselves.
Still short people out here where I work at.
Wouldn't surprise me. I had 3 shops yesterday ask me if I knew where anybody was at. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you, because they ain't, everywhere I go is looking for help.
Worse out here is the background check. And I mean, you know, it's hard to find anybody that wants to work that can pass the background check.
You'd be surprised at how many guys working on your cars or don't have driver's license.
Sometimes, right?
they're getting paid cash under the table and don't have a driver's license. That way the businesses don't have insurance on them or nothing. So I see that on a daily basis.
Finally got the AC fixed in the company truck, $1,000.
At least it blows cold now when you have to drive it, and you didn't have to pay for it.
Yeah, I know, that's right. Yeah, and something, they had to rebuild the compressor or something. But it, yeah, it blows good now, and the fan switch only had one speed. They went ahead and fixed that, too.
Hopefully it don't tear up anytime soon. It lasts for a while.
It drove a whole lot. I'd probably have to drive it out today. They're getting a tire fixed or replaced on a boom lift. It's like a $500 tire. It's over there off of Business 85 here in Spartanburg. They do heavy equipment and big truck tires. When I took it up there, that they weren't going to fix it because it had dry rot cracks on the side, and it had, you know, big gouges out of the sidewall where they'd run the, you know, run into stuff and everything. It was pretty beat up.
Those tires are made to take so much abuse on that, because on job site, you never know what you're going to run into. And Andrew this morning,
he had to go in early.
Call out 5 o'clock. He must have to go in real early.
Not that early, then he must be, like, really late. He's going to wake up and it'll be daylight.
Home last night till about 7:45.
They put in some long hours. You do the math for, you know, how much you make per hour. It can't be minimum wage, is it?
Not done it, sir. I don't want to know.
You might not want to, right? KN4DFW.
4HKX. The nice thing about it is I don't always have to work on Friday, so I do get 3-day weekends. I'm not going to complain.
And the next time you got to go down to Greenwood.
I'll find out today if I'm going tomorrow or not.
Susan's work schedule. You find out, you know, at 8 o'clock at night if you got to work tomorrow. You really can't plan anything.
One day a month, so it's not too bad. And they make it worth my while, so I'm not complaining.
You're 90 by now.
I'm coming up on the bus garage.
That thing will be in full blown activity.
Guys are in there working right now. They start early in the summertime trying to get ahead of the heat, having to go through every bus, put brakes on it, and whatever maintenance it needs. Supposed to be like today, Ken?
They were saying in the high 80s with like a 30% chance of thunder showers after about 3 or 4 o'clock.
Then as long as the humidity is not sky high. We got quite a bit of rain last night at the house.
It was coming up from the south, and it was starting to thunder a little bit, and it was lightning last night, but I don't know how much rain we got, if we got any.
I guess right around the time I got home last night, and it started thundering and lightning carrying on all through the net, and it was still raining when I went to bed at 11 o'clock.
It looked like it even rained up here in Spartanburg.
Looks like it right here where I'm at now. Look forward to the day they pave 290 and Locust Hill Road here, but then I also don't look forward to that day either.
The guard come out and was talking to me.
I had no problem.
Bottled water by the pallets, and then people just kept hoarding it and everything, and you couldn't keep up with how much there was and that, so we bought some fountains or water coolers to put them in.
Heard anything about the CO2 shortage for carbonated drinks?
There was a shortage that was saying your beer might be flat this summer.
QT over on Wildworth Road earlier this week, first time I'd been in there in months. I was floored at how empty the drink cooler was.
Not about, you know, sodas and stuff like that, but I guess so, because you got to put that in there. I just know they were talking about a shortage and that. So I guess we'll find out. What is it there a shortage of these days?
Thing, but it's not nice to say on the air, so I won't do that.
Anything to do with how smart people are?
Roger that.
But a line's right here, so I'll say 7-3. You be safe out there in Greer. It's a rat race there, surely. Out on those roads, and then I'll try to catch you this afternoon. KN4 TFW 73.
73. Have a good day, Ken, and I'm not far from my destination, so take care.